as a Scottish hospitality, part two. Eat up, Dad encouraged our guests as we gathered round the kitchen table. Fish and chips. I got a fry at the harbour this morning. Perfect treat. You wouldn't get fish like that in Canada. But Wayne and Sybil didn't look as though their supper was going round their hearts like a hairy worm. They both looked in shock. They had been forced march for the station to the cart bow, carrying their luggage in the face of a strong wind. No, they couldn't make out what anybody was saying to them, even though we were roaring at them at the top of our lungs, the better to make them understand. Well meaning we might have been, but I'm sure they thought they were hostages to our hospitality. We drowned them in tea and stabbed at them with pieces. After we had our fish and chips, Sybil said she would offer like a bath. Well, what she actually said was, gee, you guys, after all I've been through today, I'd really love to soak in a tub. But we hadn't a bath, and the best we could offer, as Dad said, you can swill your face at the kitchen sink. Fits out the wap about. We'll put tea in the kettle, and you can hear a bowl of hot water. Ourselves took a bath in front of the fire on Fridays, and we change for shift. And you want to wash your hair and all? Losh be here, can you do that, McQuine? You'll be smoring with a call a morning. So there was nothing else to be done but to gang a wat to our beds after we had our Horlicks. And far was everybody gone to sleep. Granny and Granda, I slept ben the house in the bunnin bed. It had an awfully soft feather mattress that swallowed you up. Mam and Dad slept in the Doonmas room, that was the living room and all, and I had a shaky doon by the fire. Our visitors had the grand bedroom up the stairs with a hot water buggy. Would you like a paw? Mam asked, offering our selection of white enamel with blue trim and white china with red roses. With twa extra adults, our toilet facilities, the lavvy out the back, was stretched. Granda supplemented his clippings of the Sunday Post with the Aberdeen Press and Journal. The weather was more or less the same for the whole 2 weeks. Another mucky day and the glass is far down, Granda tells, as he rapped at the barometer on the wall. Sybil held the cardigan she'd brought it for Granny round her shoulders and watched Granda put another shuffle of coal on the fire. She was jilted. Every day, Dad and Granda took Gwen to the harbour to see the boat as land in the catch. They never came home without a fry, sometimes lemon soles or a haddock. A day, Wayne and Sybil said they wanted to gang to Elgin, and they'd gang there on the busse. Fit, why do you want to gang there? Have you folk there, Dad speared? And it's nae a bucky holiday. We never gied on a white if we didn't have folk there. Would I drop in on them about fly-cup time for a cup of tea, and I wee a tin of pears or fruit cocktail as a minding. Sometimes it was a currant loaf of him at Williams, but I think that the tin of pears just got passed round for a host till the next. Even though they didn't have folk in Elgin, and it wasn't a bucky holiday, Wayne and Sybil gied on a way. They had a looky round the shoppies and a shot eye on the boaties in Cooper's Park, and that was a boat as far as they got. But some way or other, they got the 2 weeks shoved by, and the day came when they took Jimmy Main's taxi to the station and started their way back to Canada. We never heard from Wayne and Sybil again, but a current years after, we did get news that they had gotten a divorce. And all that Dad said about it was, it wasna our right, we had been hospitable.